Oh no, he's here already. I haven't even had time to clear a spot for him.
Okay, I'm coming. Just hold on a minute.
Ow! Ow. I know I shouldn't have left my clothes on the stairs.
Hold on, please.
Hello. Sorry about that. I had a little stumble on my way down to the door. I can't believe you're here, standing right in front of me. Even though you told me you were on your way, part of me didn't believe you. You look really nice. I'm sorry if I seem a bit unkempt. Oh, a hug. No, it's no problem at all. You came all this way, and a hug is always nice. It's just been a while since I've had one. Would you believe stepping out like this is the most I've been outside in weeks? Where are my manners? Please come inside. It's much too bright out here anyway. So, this is my place. I had planned to tidy up a little bit, but I wasn't really sure where to start. So, I took a nap to sleep on it, and before I knew it, you were knocking. Huh? All the cans? Those are my favorite energy drinks. I guess I didn't get around to getting rid of them yet. I guess it is quite the collection. To be honest, they don't really give me the boost that they used to, but they sometimes help me stay up a bit longer when we game. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about where you step. That's all dirty laundry anyway. Doesn't matter. What? Why are you giving me that look? Don't think of it as a mess. Think of it as a carefully laid out gamer nest, maximized for comfort and coziness. I guess I should probably invest in a clothing hamper, but that would mean a trip to the store in public. Would you like something to eat or drink? I think I have some dishes clean. I like to wait until they're all dirty before I get to them because then it's only one chore. No, you're not hungry? Okay, well, what about that's so bright. Please close the curtains. I don't like it when people can see inside. And I don't want you to see more of this mess than you need to either. I leave my curtains closed as much as I can. sorry about that. It's just a comfort thing for me. My eyes are really sensitive these days, and you never know if someone might be walking by. Or maybe I'm just a vampire. I'm going to suck your blood. Now that you're in my lair, I'm going to keep you in here forever. Just kidding. Did I scare you, though? Admit it, I did. What would you do if I just turned to dust when you opened those curtains, Then it would be all your fault. You think it would be better to open the curtains? Hey, didn't you just listen to me? I said I'm a vampire. Don't make me fight you. You're being serious? Sorry, I guess I like to joke around when I'm nervous. But I meant it when I said I almost never open my curtains anymore. It makes me feel really uneasy, I guess. I kind of feel secure when I'm indoors, and opening the curtains lets the outside in. Well, you're right. I guess it might be different now that I have a friend with me, but I'm still not sure about... Don't you think that's opening them wide enough? It's already letting so much light in. There's so much traffic. No, don't open anymore. I think I need to go upstairs where it's still comfortable. Could you please come with me? I want to talk to you, but I don't think I can stay down here, where anyone can just see inside. You will? Thanks. My bedroom is up the stairs this way. Just watch out for clothes on the stairs so you don't end up taking a tumble like I did. My fall? Oh, yeah, I'm okay. Laundry piles do trip, but laundry piles also cushion your fall. The great laundry pile giveth. The great laundry pile taketh away. sorry. Okay, this is my room. There's a bit more space in here, but... My bed is where I spend most of my time. Wanna come sit with me? You can share my blanket. I always wrap myself up like this. It's like a little cocoon, don't you think? It keeps me warm and it helps when I'm anxious. It's like the world's softest suit of armor. What's wrong? The mess? I thought my bedroom was actually pretty tidy. I know I have a bit of clutter in here, but since this is where I spend most of my time, it's good for me to keep everything I need within reach. Huh? it looked different on webcam? Well, to be honest, I was embarrassed to let you see much of my space. If you're uncomfortable, I can try to find a tidier spot somewhere else in the house. Sorry. I know I agreed to accept your help. It's just so embarrassing to have somebody see how bad it's gotten. I feel like I let you down by not even cleaning up before you got here. I know you must be so disappointed in me. You care about me? No, I know you've told me before, but having you here and seeing all this, it just means a lot to me that you still want to be my friend and help me with all this. I guess I just felt a lot safer with the way things are. Change has always made me really anxious, and even when I try, I don't even know where to start. Before I met you, I had no motivation to even try to get my life back on track. I guess you'll only care about me if I can stop being such a slob, though. I mean, after all, you keep saying you want me to clean up, to let more light in, and to go outside. I understand that you want a normal friend and would be embarrassed of someone like me. I probably should have known that no one would like me the way I am now. You want me to change for my own sake? That's true. I guess friends do want what's best for each other. You're probably right that it's not healthy to stay cooped up all the time. It's just that meeting you and our friendship is the first time I've really opened up to someone. I'm really hard on myself, so it's hard for me to believe that other people don't feel the same way. Well, I guess it is true that you probably wouldn't have kept talking to me all this time if you didn't like my personality. Thank you for reminding me of that. You want me to be happy? And I want you to be happy too. I already feel so much better having a friend here with me. Thank you for being so patient. Did you ever think that when we teamed up together in game, we'd end up talking for so long? I was surprised when you asked to talk more afterwards. I spend pretty much every day online, but I never actually made any online friends. People always got bored of me so quickly, or ended up being creeps. You, on the other hand, made me feel so comfortable. I guess I probably also overshared too much too soon, huh? You're glad I confided in you? I guess that's true. It did lead to us getting to meet. To be honest, I thought you were teasing me when you offered to help me get out of this rut. I never imagined someone would care about me enough to come see me just to spend time with me and help me clean up. Especially since I never really had a good reason for why things ended up like this in the first place. I never really had anyone to rely on, and before I knew it, I just sorta stopped doing things like cleaning or leaving the house. Some days, even leaving bed felt like a chore, but thanks to you, I feel hopeful for the first time in as long as I can remember. Sorry for getting so brooding there. I guess that's just my style. Dark and mysterious. And hey, there is an upside. At least I always have plenty of clothes piled up to cozy up to in case I ever need an emergency nap. You really think it's not that bad? Wait, are you just teasing or... Well, yeah, I have seen worse rooms. Do you really still plan to help me with all this now that you've seen it? I understand if you don't want to. I'm glad I'm still getting to meet you either way. You will? That means so much to me. Thank you for being such a good friend. I hadn't noticed how close we were sitting. Our legs are practically touching. You must be pretty uncomfortable being so cramped like that. Let me just find you your own seat. Hold on. Here we go. Why don't you take a seat? It's really comfy. This is my beanbag chair. It was a bit buried back there. Sorry. This is a mighty fine piece of furniture, you know. Suitable for napping, lounging, snoozing, snacking, and reclining. What's wrong? You feel like I don't want to sit next to you? That's not it at all. I liked sitting next to you on the bed. Sorry if I seemed rude giving you another seat. I just thought that I should offer you the most comfy seat in the house. There's nothing quite like the relaxing snuggle of a beanbag after all. You see right through me. Okay, I'm sorry. It's not you, I promise. I was just feeling a bit embarrassed. I'm not used to being so close to anyone anymore. Especially not, well, a guy. Hey, why don't you come sit back on my bed with me? No, I mean it. Really? Come sit with me. And let's game for a bit. It'll be pretty weird being in the same room while we play for once, huh? I really didn't mean to offend you. Me and my dumb beanbag. It's just that it's new for me. Back in school, no one wanted to sit with me. No one ever wanted to be my partner, and, well, I know my clothes are pretty dumpy. My hair isn't combed, and I just thought maybe... Oh, I'm glad I didn't hurt your feelings after all. I was breaking a sweat over that. Thanks for reassuring me that I didn't offend you. And you still want to sit with me? Oh, geez. I'd really like that. Hmm? And thank you for saying you like how I look. I don't think I'm anything special, but if you like me, then that's what matters. Okay now, let's play. Let me just reach over here. Here's a controller. Sorry if it has Dorito dust on it. You know I gotta have my gamer fuel. You wanna make a deal? What kind of deal? We have to clean and open the windows if you win? Like, right away? You can't just spring something like that on me with no warning. I wasn't ready.
Hey! No way! I'm not afraid to lose. You're such a liar. I win almost every time we play. Oh, you know it's true. I totally crush you. I'm on to you, you sneak.
You think I won't be able to resist the challenge, but I'm too clever to fall for something like that.
I am not making excuses. Besides, what's in it for me if I win? I too will win, but you have to make this deal worth my while.
You're asking, what do I want?
Good question.
What do you have to offer me? Do you have something special in mind?
Just kidding. You offer pizza and a movie?
You drive a hard bargain. Fine, but only to prove I'm better than you.
And wait, only on two conditions. Okay, I gotta pick the toppings, and I gotta pick the movie when I win. You got yourself a deal.
Let me just turn this on and... You ready? Ready to lose, maybe. Just teasing. Let's play. Feels weird to play this on the PS4 instead of PC like usual, Hey, I'm not doubting myself. I know I'll beat you on any platform.